From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Heavy fighting erupted in the eastern neighborhoods of the Iraqi city of Mosul on Friday as Iraqi special forces have launched an assault into urban areas. The fighting has been the most intense urban combat in Mosul since the Iraqi offensive began more than 2 weeks ago to drive the Islamic State group from the city, Iraq's second largest. More than 1 million civilians are stuck in the city, complicating the military's effort to advance without harming them. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people were killed and 30 others wounded on Friday in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir, this near a police station where opposition lawmakers are being held. The attack followed the overnight arrests of leaders and lawmakers with the People's Democratic Party, parliament's second biggest opposition group. In American politics, with Election Day near, both major party candidates campaigned in the so-called battleground state of North Carolina late on Thursday, each criticizing the other's fitness for office. Donald Trump spoke to a group of veterans and told them Hillary Clinton could not be trusted.
We know Hillary can't be trusted. We've learned that. With America's security, you take a look at her email situation. Can we trust her with our security?
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, campaigned in the state capital of Raleigh, telling the crowd there that this election is about what kind of change the people want.
Are we going to build a stronger, fairer, better America? Or are we going to fear each other and fear our future?
Two new major national polls on Thursday showed Clinton edging ahead of Trump among likely voters. Broadcasting from Washington, this is VOA. Embattled South Korean President Park Geun-hye apologized for the second time in an address to the nation on Friday in an effort to stem increasing pressure on her to resign over a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration.
무엇보다 저를 믿고
I feel the deepest regret and apologize to the people of Korea, she said, and it breaks my heart to cause this much pain to the people. An investigation into a multi-million dollar influence peddling scheme allegedly organized by the president's longtime friend Choi Soon-sil has shattered Park's image as an incorruptible leader and has left her increasingly isolated and powerless. Catherine Moon is with the Brookings Institution.
The scandal has hit people really hard, and it's a conglomeration of accumulated grievances among the Korean society against the powerful and the wealthy, how they spread their money around, how they buy influence.
Park has attempted to reshuffle her top leadership to appease her critics, including naming a university professor who is affiliated with a major opposition party as the new prime minister, but opposition parties are refusing to even hold a hearing to approve his appointment. Prominent Indian editors and journalists have criticized the government for ordering a leading television news channel to go off the air for one day as penalty for its coverage of a terror attack earlier this year. An Information and Broadcasting Ministry panel said the NDTV Hindi channel allegedly revealed strategically sensitive information that could have been picked up by terrorist handlers. Editors Guild of India President Raj Chengappa told VOA that the government's order is a direct violation of media freedom.
This is, very, very harsh punishment meted out. We think the ban is an extreme step.
NDTV is reputed to be one of India's most balanced channels. Police and city officials in northern Paris have moved hundreds of migrants from a camp that recently grew into a new challenge for the French authorities. Migrants were put on buses to temporary shelters in an operation that began before dawn on Friday. While authorities regularly evacuate migrants camped in Paris, the issue has taken on a greater significance since the government shut down a large migrant camp in Calais last week. A developing story from Amman, Jordan now. At least 2 U.S. military trainers have been shot dead in Jordan on Friday when the car they were in failed to stop at the gate of a military base and was fired upon by Jordanian security forces. All this, according to a Jordanian military source. For more on this and other top stories, log on to voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.